It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
What is my time?
Fiesta Friday! Fiesta Friday!
Fiesta Friday! Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello. We're taking you all the way to 10 o'clock.
Fiesta Friday!
Hope you guys are having a great, if not slightly damp and chilly, Friday.
Fiesta Friday.
I loved that weather yesterday, by the way.
Fiesta Friday! Yes.
Loved it. I love the weather today, too. It's perfect for a Fiesta Friday.
Fiesta Friday.
Slightly overcast, little fog, chilly.
Correct. It's Fiesta Friday.
It was fun. I enjoyed the weather. But you know what I enjoyed most about today's weather?
What?
So I'm sitting there in my at home, and I thought to myself, I am hungry. Do you know what I did? I sang to myself, I love Juicy.
Oh.
Because Juicy Burgers and Dogs is Colorado's best location to go buy some of the best mouthwatering hamburgers and hot dogs in the entire region. I know, right? It looks great. And I drove on up there and I got myself a green chili charburger with some fried jalapenos. Those are amazing.
Did you put the fried jalapenos on the burger?
I did not. I ate them with
the aioli.
The aioli dipping sauce. Yes, chipotle aioli dipping sauce, by the way. They also have great onion rings. They make their fresh every day. Ditka dog. Lamb char burgers, all kinds of different things. Fresh cut fries every day.
We got to go up there next time so we can get them to try a chewy cheese.
Yes, you want the
Chewy Cristo.
The Chewy Cristo, which is going to kill somebody. The Chewy Cristo is going to kill someone, I guarantee it. They'll have a heart attack on the spot.
It's
but
okay.
They'll die
It'll
happy.
It'll forgive you.
They'll die happy. You can also top off your meal with handcrafted malts and shakes. Like I said, it was mouthwatering. Just standing there looking at the menu, I could not decide what to have, so I had a couple different things. If you are hungry or if you just want to try some of the area's best hamburgers and hot dogs, head on up to Juicy Burgers and Dogs. They have two locations, one in the Tech Center and one up in Thornton off of 9740 Grant Street. That's right off of I-25 and Thornton Parkway. If you do go ahead and mention the Darren Copeland Experience and you will get $2 off your next meal.
Did you mention?
At either location. Yeah, I did. I did, and they gave me $2 off, and it was great. Totally worth it. Totally worth the drive. You can also find them at Uber Eats or online at www.juicyburgersanddogs.com. Like I said, do what I did. When you think you're hungry, just sing, I love Juicy.
Crikey.
Crikey. Yes, do it like the Beatles.
Crikey, I love Juicy.
I'm John Lennon. Crikey, I love Juicy.
Yeah, yesterday.
So in the break, I looked up, according to The National, which is the boxing magazine of note, the 5 best pound-for-pound fighters in the history of boxing.
Okay. Can I try?
Yes, you can try to guess the 5.
I believe one of them would be Julio Cesar Chavez would definitely be one of them.
That is not true.
Really?
Not true.
He was like 50. He's
it's
like
not about the record. It's not about just the records. And this is not just American fighters, because the number 5 one,
Vladimir Klitschko?
No, as someone I don't know. It's he's from.
Well, say the name.
Okay.
Say the name.
Joe Calzaghe. Let me read you what it says. So this is gonna be funny. If Ollie at 4th had your blood boiling, then Calzaghe, head of Rocky Marciano, Joe Lewis, and Julio Cesar Chavez, will have you pelting eggs at me. But as the one fighter I covered extensively during an unbeaten career, the Welshman is the one boxer whose attributes I can truly attest to. Calzaghe's hand speed was simply phenomenal for a super middleweight. His style was all action and to heck with the consequences, resulting in him tasting the mat more than a few times. But that only adds to his quality as a fighter who could dust himself down, throw himself right back in the thick of it. His title fight against Jeff Lacy was a clinic in 6-7 punch combinations, slick and hard as a coffin nail.
So they had Ali at 4.
Ali at 4.
Because he lost a bunch of fights.
By the end of his career, well, he lost.
Before
they stripped him of his title, he not lost a single bout. He didn't lose again until he came back. And he lost to Frazier.
Yeah. And then they fought a third.
they fought twice. He beat Frazier two more.
I thought they fought three.
Yeah, he fought three times. He lost to Frazier the first time, beat him the next two. Beat George
Foreman. No, he beat him the first time. That's the picture of him. That was Sonny Liston.
He lost to Frazier the first time. He beat Frazier the next two times. He beat George Foreman, who at the time was, people thought George Foreman was going to kill him.
Literally kill him.
Yeah, literally kill him.
And that's when he did the rope-a-dope.
He did the rope-a-dope.
Okay, so that comes in at what, four?
He comes in at four.
That means Rocky Marciano has to be at five, because they were talking about that he's not one. That Rocky Marciano, he's unbeaten.
He's not on the list. That's why they said.
This is not okay.
No, wait.
Okay.
Guess number three. I wouldn't have this guy in my top five, but they do.
They might have, like, Sugar Ray Leonard.
He's number one.
Maybe. Okay.
They have him at number one.
Okay.
Number three, Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Okay.
Floyd Mayweather. I don't know why I want to call him Mayweather.
Mayweather, get back in the
office.
Floyd
Mayweather. So number two, which I thought was a bit of a surprise, but when you think about it and look at some of the numbers, kind of makes sense. Sugar Ray Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay, I get it. I mean, in those days, they would fight like 7, 8, 9 times a year.
So, real quick, the reason pound for pound rankings were concocted, he is the reason these kind of things were made up. His 6-fight rivalry with Jake LaMotta is the stuff of legend. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre was one of the most brutal beatings the fight game has ever seen. Robinson not only won the world titles at welterweight and middleweight, but overwhelmed everyone in those divisions with speed combinations and a heavy right hand.
Okay, so seeing from what those people are saying in regards to boxing.
They're just talking about boxing, okay, not just records.
No, but you need to have done several things in order to be considered there. You need to have probably won in different divisions.
Perhaps, okay.
Except for Ali, who never had to win in a different division.
No, because he's already heavyweight. He's not going to go down.
No. Sugar Ray Leonard won in a couple different. Like, yes. I think he went up to go face Hagler.
Mm-hmm. He did.
And he had to go up to face Hearns.
But once he was already up to face Hagler.
Joe Williams, who's on this air, on this
station,
was at the Hearns Hagler fight.
Was he really?
He was talking. See, I know that all these are true because I went to him I am the only person at this station who has ever, besides Irv, who has ever gone to Vegas with Joe.
I'll bet he's
the only person who's ever gone to Vegas with Joe
and lived to tell about it.
Yes. But he used to sit next to Burt Sugar.
Oh my gosh, really?
And so it was the Holyfield, was it Tyson?
Tyson Holyfield.
When the fan man came in?
Yeah.
And
Tyson Holyfield won, I think.
Well, he said that he saw him coming in, and he thought he was going to get hit by it because he was like, look, watch him come in straight in. And he said, you can listen to this too on Audio Boom. You can listen to us on Audio Boom. You can listen to this on Mile High Sports Radio, all this. But he said, as this came in and all of a sudden they tackled him and everyone's punching each other and everything. And he just said, I think 3 days in Vegas was too much.
3 days in Vegas is too much. It's like, it always is.
He just thought, I don't know what I'm seeing, but it must be, you know, I need to go get some rest.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. So they probably, in order for
and
these
I will
guys.
Tell you for I will tell you that after going gambling with Joe Williams, I needed to go home and get some rest.
Oh, I have no
and
doubt.
And they went off and got breakfast.
I have no doubt that all of that is true. Yeah. He probably didn't sleep at all until he was on the plane home.
He might have, but I'll tell you what, he made me about $500 or $600.
Hey.
On craps. Okay. They always say, you know, never go to a craps table by yourself.
Yeah.
And so I was there, and all of a sudden I was at the poker tables, and I hear we were at the Mirage where we were staying. I had my own room and everything,
mm-hmm.
and we had all these credentials. That, I mean, it was awesome because all the boxing people were treating you nice because you knew you were press.
Sure.
And all of a sudden I hear all this commotion going over on the craps table, so I go to see who there is, and there's Joe and his buddy. And I'm like, oh, Joe. And I look, and he's up like
thousands,
seven,
of chips.
8 grand. And he's got
and you can do that in craps. Like you can win it fast, but you can also lose it.
And
fast.
So he's like, "Hey, come here. Just put stuff down where I'd put." And I was like, "Okay." And then I saw all the drinks that were down under here, and I was like, "Oh, can I get that back?"
Yeah.
because my $20 was a lot more expensive than his $20.
Right?
That's for sure.
Yeah, the relative value probably.
But
a lot.
I ended up making about $500.
Nice. I don't understand craps.
Yeah, I don't understand cracks either.
I was going to say cracks.
I mean, what's the deal with cracks? If you step on them, your mom
apparently
breaks her back?
Your
what
mom
the heck
breaks
is with
back.
That?
I don't understand craps. Like, I don't understand all the ins and outs of that game, but I love watching it because it's...
Just bet the cum.
Sorry, what? Bet the what?
The cum.
I don't...
Or the don't cum.
Yes, there is a cum and a don't cum. It's called the cum don't cum line. Just put your money there.
I did not know that. Usually when I play roulette, I play...
This is not roulette. This is craps.
I know, but that feels like that's one of those kinds of bets, like where you can just bet red or black.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that cum,
you
don't
make
cum
it
is
or you
kind
don't.
Of similar. Yeah.
Actually, kind craps has the best odds of any game in Vegas.
Really?
Yes. It's the closest to 50-50.
Well, roulette's 33%, so I guess that's, you know. Real quick. Reason why Sugar Ray's number one?
Yeah.
It's his competition. He fought in an era with Marvin Hagler, Thomas Hearns, Roberto Duran, and he beat them all.
Roberto Duran.
Apparently he beat them all, and I can't even say their names. So that means it's time to go really enjoy Fiesta Woo! Friday. We'll be back on Monday at the Darren Copeland Experience. You guys have a safe and wonderful weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Good night, all.
It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10. Only on Mile High Sports.
Admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to him.
Juicy Burgers and Dogs.